Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up. It's actually the evening time, but your evening lunchtime kind of thing catch-up on all things Liverpool FC. On a Thursday on which we face Sparta Prague in the second leg of the round of 16 for the Europa League. Liverpool 5-1 up, obviously, from the first leg and looking a pretty good bet to see our way into the quarterfinals, which would be very, very nice for us. Apologies for the late pod, but myself and Trev were recording multiple episodes of Buzz. And as is our way, we spent the better part of 5 hours recording a shade under 3 hours worth of content and then waffling for the rest. But it was a tremendous way to spend the day with a very good man. So Liverpool tonight, obviously we're basically through. Like, we all view us as basically being through. So you can put us into the quarterfinal draw, which will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central European time, which I think is noon. Is it noon or 11 UK time? I can't remember, but either way, I think it's 11. I think it's 11 a.m. UK time. It's neither here nor there. Other teams you can probably pencil in to the last eight. Marseille, they're 4-0 up on Villarreal. Roma, they're 4-0 up on Brighton. Milan, they're 4-2 up on Slavia Prague. But all the rest of them are pretty well balanced. You've got Benfica, Rangers. You'd make Rangers favourite. At home, having drawn the first leg, you'd make Rangers favourite. West Ham, Freiburg. Freiburg 1 up. I still think West Ham are favourites to get through there. Bayer Leverkusen, Quarterback. 2-2 in the first leg, but the second leg is in Leverkusen, so you'd make them heavy favourites. And then Sporting Atalanta is a really interesting one. Now, Sporting rested a lot of players for the first leg, and I kind of might have been a mistake, but focus for them very much is on winning the league. So that's kind of where the logic there was. But I still think they might have enough to overcome Atalanta away from home tonight, but given Atalanta are home, you'd give them the favourite tag. So, us, Marseille, Roma, Rangers, West Ham, Atalanta, Milan, and Leverkusen. The only one you'd probably like to avoid is Leverkusen. Now, the ties for that will be played on the 11th and 18th of April. So what that means in terms of our schedule is that we will play Manchester United away on the 7th, then the first leg of the Europa League quarterfinal. Then we'll play Crystal Palace home, which is favourable. Then the second leg of said Europa League. And then we're away to Fulham. And that'll have to be a Sunday kickoff now. That'll be the 21st. So that's pretty favourable. Off the back of United into that first leg, favourable Premier League game, then the second leg, and another, not easy, but still favourable Premier League tie. The semi-finals then are the 2nd and 9th of May. Now that's a little bit tougher because we play West Ham away, then the first leg of the semi-final, assuming we get there, then Spurs home, which is tough, then the second leg, and then Villa away, which will now be the 12th of May. Like, that is tough. Then obviously we'd have Wolves in our last league game, and then the final is to be the 22nd of May, which is 3 days after that Wolves game. And then obviously if we get to the FA Cup final, that's a couple of days after that as well. So it could be very, very hectic. You would have no fear of Marseille. You wouldn't have much fear of Roma. You'd have no fear of Rangers. We know we're better than West Ham. I wouldn't have any fear really of Atalanta. Sporting could be tricky, but I still think we beat them fairly comfortably. Milan wouldn't concern me at all. Leverkusen is the only one. It's the only one I look at and I think on their day they could beat us. But their last three games haven't been all that impressive. So maybe they're just starting to even out a little bit. They're still, I think, going to win the league comfortably. They're 10 points clear with, what, 9 games to go. But they're not performing at the same extraordinary level they were early in the season. You might prefer them over two legs than in a one-off final, because at least if something goes wrong in one leg, you have the second one to correct it. In a one-off game, they are good enough to beat us. They're well set up and well drilled. They play a very attractive brand of football for the most part. Sometimes it can get a little bit boring, like a lot of the Spanish coaches of this era, the Guardiola school of thought. There can be times when it's a bit boring, but when Leverkusen click and they home, they're great to watch. But this competition has broken quite well for us. We just need to avoid catastrophe tonight, be in the draw for tomorrow. Then we can park it and put it away. And the draw tomorrow will actually tell us who we would play in the semi-final as well. So we would know what our path to the final would be. So that's good for people that want to maybe plan to go to the aways. You'd know what city you might be going to for the semi should we get through, and you can book a hotel without getting absolutely price gouged. On this is Anfield, how 4 transfers in 12 months transformed Liverpool FC as Reds have invested in goal difference. And the transfers are Mo coming in, Virgil coming in, Coutinho leaving, and then Alisson coming in. And that, I believe, is from a piece of Josh Williams, an extract from Josh Williams' new book, which is called Data Game, the story of Liverpool FC's analytics revolution. And I believe he might be making an appearance on an Anfield Index podcast in the next little while. Wait and see. But it's certainly something that's been mooted. There's a predicted starting 11 for tonight. We've got a 10 things to know. Ibu has been named. We'll come back to 10 things to know. Ibu has been named in the French squad. That's not ideal. Joe Gomez has been called up to the England squad for the first time since his knee exploded. Paris Saint-Germain have real interest in Luis Diaz. I would sell him if we were offered like 60 million, 65 million.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal.
Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons. This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Not that I don't like Diaz, I very much do, but with Alonso, with Amorim, they both play the 3-4-2-1. There isn't really a spot in that for Diaz. Now, he could be very good in one of the two roles behind the nine. The issue is that Mo and Dominic would likely be the two starters in those roles. So if he's happy to be a backup, then fine. I just don't know that he would be. And we would have a bit of a logjam there because you'd have Harvey, Diaz, and Gakpo. Now, maybe you sell Gakpo, but Harvey would fit into one of those roles as well. Obviously, Jota would fit in as the backup nine behind Darwin. Alexis plus one in midfield. Endo and Jones, that's really strong as well. We are well set up to move to that shape. We need a couple of additions, but not anything too major. I think the three signings I've said all along, three signings, plus replacing anyone that might leave that we, you know, didn't want to leave. So like a Queevin Kelleher, should he leave, we'd have to replace him. So that would mean four. But the fee we would get for Queevin would more than cover the fee for bringing in a replacement. Carter Pinnington, who is a 17-year-old centre-back from our academy, he has been added to our Europa League B list ahead of tonight's game. So big event for him and his young career. I don't watch a ton of academy football, but a couple of people that I follow on Twitter who do watch all the academy games speak very, very highly of him. So if he gets a run tonight, I'm looking forward to seeing that. Hoping to see some Trainiani tonight. I'm wondering, will Nalo, who was on the bench at the weekend, will he get the opportunity to play? Could be a big night for him. I think obviously Jarrell Kwanzaa almost certainly starts, and it wouldn't surprise me if he started next to Joe Gomez at centre-back. Yeah, 10 things to know. Number one, bigger Anfield tests lie ahead. Obviously, we've got some big league games coming up and potentially big games in the latter stages of this competition as well. Sporting with nothing to lose. Obviously, they're 5-1 down. They can just afford to go out and just throw caution to the wind. And if they get hammered, they get hammered. But, you know, they might as well have a go. Who's out for Liverpool? Obviously, it's an extensive list. Ibu still out. Gravenberch is back in training, but I'd be stunned if he was ready to even be on the bench. Mo is ready to start. Alisson, Trent, Curtis and Jota are all obviously out, hopefully coming back after the international break or shortly thereafter. Mata, Thiago and Doak, we probably won't see any of them this season. And I have doubts that we see Stefan Bicetic this season. Predicted Liverpool 11, so he has gone with, or he or she, I didn't know who wrote this. It's Kelleher, Bradley, Kwanzaa, Gomez, Costas. That's pretty strong. Be happy with that. Szoboszlai, McConnell and Clark. Young, but plenty of talent there. Salah, Kumas and Gakpo up front. No Jadon Dan's obviously still dealing with the concussion, which is such a shame. There's a possible Sparta 11 here as well. Klopp had talks with Edwards, says it's a top appointment. And just, yeah, very positive about the whole thing, as everybody should be. Jürgen's incredible European record. It is absolutely bananas how well we've done in Europe under Jürgen. Just getting so deep into competitions and getting to so many finals. Harvey Elliott may well earn a rest at Anfield, but should he start, his admirable record in the Europa League this season will continue. He has played every minute in the competition to date, which is pretty incredible. Only Darwin Núñez and Cody Gakpo have made more appearances than Elliott in all competitions this season, 40 to his 39. Now, obviously, there's variance in minutes between some of them. I'd say Harvey's probably played more minutes than Cody this season. I could be completely wrong about that, but it certainly feels like Harvey has impacted things more than Cody. So I certainly have more memories of Harvey this season than of Cody. We will have a look and see how many minutes they've each played. But Harvey is, in terms of his stamina and his fitness levels, just exceptional. Now, it's the benefit of being 20, endless amounts of energy. But it's been great to see, and he's gotten a lot of valuable minutes under his belt this year. And that will stand him in good stead moving forward. And, you know, he's impacted the game massively from the bench. He's had some really good starts. He has played both in midfield and in attack for us. He's played right side and left side of midfield. I think he's played left side of the attack as well as the obvious right-sided role. So versatility is very important there. According to Transfer Market, which is the only thing I could think of to look at for minutes, Harvey's played just over 2,100 minutes this year. And Cody, let me see. Oh, just over 2,200 minutes. So about 100 more. Now, there's others that will have played more minutes than both. It's just these two have been fit, along with Darwin, all season. Darwin missed two games. Cody missed a couple of games after the Spurs away game, didn't he? And Harvey had a couple of games. I don't think he was injured. I just don't think he was selected, or he was on the bench and didn't come on. But there was no injury there at all. So that's quite good. And who's the referee? Arthur Sorez Diaz. He refereed our home win over Ajax in September 2022. This is his first outing in the Europa League this season. He refereed three Champions League games. Leipzig 1, City 3, Newcastle 1, Dortmund. Newcastle 0, Dortmund 1, and Arsenal 6, Lens 0. So he's refereed English teams in all of his games, which is interesting. And this is Anfield. Will, of course, have their live follow-along blog up and running. AnfieldIndex.com, there is a couple of pieces on what Ben Boczek had to say on a recent podcast. Do check those out. There is a piece from what we had to say on the recent Old School, so check that out. David Lynch talking about Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool's future. Glenn Johnson has named his Jurgen Klopp successor. And then podcast-wise, there is the Old School that came out, I think it was yesterday. It could have been the day before. There is the post-press conference pod, and which is Dave Davis talking about what Dominic and Jurgen had to say. There's the latest Media Matters, which is Dave Davis and Ben Boczek. Stat me up. There's a new Scouted, myself and Carl, looking ahead to the United game at the weekend. Obviously, it had to be recorded before this game because Carl is away on the holiday, but if stuff is out of date, I do apologise. And then there's a new Money Talks, which is must listen. It's Mo Chatra, joined by Greg Cordell, take an in-depth look at Liverpool's recently published accounts. So do check that and all the other stuff out, and take care of yourselves. I will see you tomorrow. I will not be on Raw tonight, but you will be in the capable hands of Trev, Guy, and I want to say Jim Boardman, but I'm not 1,000% sure. But it's definitely Trev and it's definitely Guy. So give that a listen. Take care. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows. Sports Social Podcast Network.